in the home. Here is basically what I said. I want to be both biblical and strategic. For mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers, obeying the Great Commission should begin in the home, though it should certainly not end there. If the question is why, I believe the answer is clear and simple. It is biblical. Jesus informs us in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, that the greatest commandment is, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Most children look up to, admire, and follow in their parents' footsteps. What you love, they will love. What you value, they will value. What you have a passion for, they will have a passion for. After all, you are their heroes. When teenagers were asked to name their number one role model, parents topped the list. In January 2015, StageOfLife.com surveyed teenagers on the topic of unsung heroes. Parents ranked number one. In 1998, Newsweek magazine reported the same thing. The fact is, our children do care what we think, they do listen to what we say, and they pay a whole lot of attention to what we do. So, in the context of the Great Commission, what do they hear you saying? What do they see you doing? You see, the assignment to fulfill the Great Commission is not just for spiritual special forces. It is for everyone, beginning but not stopping in our homes and with our families. We must strive to infect the Great Commission into the lifeblood of our children, that they may have a passion for that which is the passion of King Jesus. The Great Commission is for all of us, and it is to be pursued all of the time, anywhere and everywhere.